All right, so, what's that?
Is he on mute?
Okay, so we're gonna take up the Grizz in Hilchos Brachos. To see, has to do with the Inyan, with the question of Minhag. Okay, so, as we saw that the coin to Rabbeinu, according to the Ritva, he held that Yom Tasheni is really is a takana. That was like part of the takana of switching to the calendar was that they should not use that knowledge to change their behavior on of Yom Tasheni. Right, that was part of the original takana held. But we'll see from the Grizz how he's looking at the how he understands the Rambam. Okay, good. Okay, so the Rambam says anything that's a minhag, even if it's a minhag neviim, like netilas arava, and certainly the minhag chachamim like kriyas halal and rosh chodesh and chol hamoed, shel pesach, you don't make a bracha on. Ein mevarchan alav, ad kan l'shono. So here he's saying that what? What's he counting as minhag? Right, netilas arava. On the Shvi Shochag and Kriyas Halel on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, so the source for this halacha is in Lulav HaRava, in Memdal. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rabbi Yavo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chad Omar Arava Yisod Neviim, the Chad Omar Arava Minhag Neviim. Okay, so one says the Arava is Yisod Neviim, and the other said it's Minhag Neviim. So Rashi says Yisod Neviim, who? Takonis Neviim, Achronim. Chagai Zachariah Malachi. So Yisod Neviim, Rashi says, means a Takonas Neviim, the Neviim Achronim. Shayu Misakne Takonas Yisrael, Banshe Knesset Gedola. So in other words, part of Banshe Knesset Gedola. Or it's Minag Neviim, She Nahigu Es Ha'am, that they led the people, Velo Tiknu Lahem, they were not misaking it. V'nafka mina de lo boi brocha de leka lemeima v'tzivanu da filu b'chlal lo sasra leso. So that's how Rashi learns that. What is this question? What's the nafka mina? If it's a yisod neviim or takanas neviim or a minag neviim, yep, is what? Question is whether you make a brocha on it. If it's a takanas neviim, then apparently he holds you can say asher kishon b'sos v'tzivanu. But if it's a minag neviim, then you can't say vitzivanu. Why? Because like the Gemara we were doing in Shabbos, vitzivanu, the Gemara says heichan tzivanu is from lo sasor. But Rashi holds that you don't say minag has a din of lo sasor. Minag is not part of lo sasor, right? And that's the Gemara says later on. Mem Dal Amud Beis, for instance, says. Amar Aibo, Hava Kamina Kamei, the Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok, Vaisiahu Gavra, Arava Kamei. So someone took an Arava in front of him. Shokil Chavit, Chavit Velo Birich. Kosava Minig the Viamu. Right, so you see, Minig the Viam means you don't make a bracha. Again, that's another case. Chavit, Chavit Velo Birich, Kosava Minig the Viamu. Right, so if it's a Minog, that's what the Gemara is saying. Minag the Vim, we don't make a bracha. It's a funny lashon though. I mean, Yisod Neviim is a funny lashon. Yeah, takana. Yisod Neviim, or what? Or Minag Neviim. So Rashi changes Minag to Hinhigu Es Ha'am. Doesn't mean that was their Minag. Right? Rashi's trying to explain. Minag Neviim doesn't mean it was something Neviim did as a Minag. It means it was something that they led the people in. So what is over there? So Tosus asks over here, hacking the Gemara saying you don't make a bracha on a minhag. So he says they brings up the problem of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios. That that whole thing, according to Tosus, is a minhag. Yeah, it's very strange Tosus. Very strange Tosus. Tosus says that he's bothered. They're bothered with how do you make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni? Yeah, so he says it's only a minhag, like it says in Beitza. So in other words, is that a he says umihu ein mizeh raya? They want to bring a raya that some. No, they're trying to bring raya that on sometimes you can make a bracha on a minhag. So he says that's not a raya. The hat taima dein vorchan a rava leman dam reming neviim mishum delo efshar lomar vitzivanu. Was beis yamim tovim shel golios ein bohem vitzivanu ele kiddush lazkaras hayom betfilo ubirkas hamazon. Yeah, so two strange things. It's a funny svar, right? The only problem with making the bracha. It's interesting to us. The only problem making the bracha is that how can you say vitzivanu like Rashi says? How can you say vitzivanu on something that has a chov that's just a chov as minog? If the obligation is through minhag, then that's not part of lo sasur. So how could you say a shir kiddushan mimsos vitzivanu? So he says, but there's not a problem on the other sheni because you don't say those brachas. You don't say those brachas. All you say is kiddush, and you mention the yom in birkas hamazon. And then he says, and then you'll ask me about the bracha of shofar. V'mishum demavarchin atkiya shofar b'yom tov sheni Rosh Hashanah. That's different. That's because Rosh Hashanah is a different din. Rosh Hashanah is kedusha achas. Yeah. So what's strange about this Tosos? The obvious strangeness, and that is, what about the other berakas and mitzvah of the matzah and maror? So you get the lulav is not a problem because the lulav you say anyway. It's a bracha. It's a mitzvah midrabanan. Anyway, but so the Gilui Hashas asks the question, and then he says, and I saw this. I saw that Rabbeinu Tam asked. I saw that the Ran asked the question too. Right, I mean that's basically the Ran's reason for rejecting this whole thing. But it seems like Tosus didn't make those brachas almost. I mean, it is a strange thing. I mean, he doesn't have a problem saying that. He doesn't have a problem saying kiddush on the second day. Right, he doesn't have a problem saying kiddush on the second day. Why? It's only a minhag to keep the kedusha of the second day. Kedusha sayom of according to him, the kedusha sayom of Yom Tov Sheni is just a minhag, right? So why do you make kiddush? Well, birkas hamazon. Right, what do you have? You have kiddush, tefillah, and birkas hamazon. Those three things. That's not a problem according to him. But if you'd say Asher Kishon Sosa Vitzivanu, that would be a problem. That would be a problem. He doesn't have a problem being knowing. He doesn't have a problem being knowing the Kedusha as a minhag and treating it with a kiddush hayom. The minhag is to be noeg the kedusha, and that's not a problem to make a kiddush on that. The problem would be that the text, like you're saying, the problem would be the text of implying is a tzivoy, problem be to say that we're doing this alpi mitzvah when it's really alpi minug? Because that's what he's learning. He's learning the problem with saying it, the problem with being mavarchan al minug is that you're mischaracterizing it. Is that you're converting it from minug to mitzvah. It doesn't have the status of mitzvah. So you can do it, but you can't turn it into. It's not that you don't have a right to make a bracha from minhag. It's not a problem that minhag doesn't give you a right to be mazkir Shem Hashem, but it's a miscarriage. You can't mischaracterize the action. You can't call it a mitzvah when it's a minhag, right? It's like I told you, the Ram has in the tshuva. They asked him a question once about. A situation I think of doing yibum with a woman who it was her third husband who died. Right, I tell you that story? That's an interesting tshuva. So they want to know, are you allowed to do it or not? Because there's an idea not to marry a woman who had too many husbands die on her. Bad. It's a bad chazaka, yeah. So he was very, he criticized, says, you don't know the difference between halacha and eitzah, and you have to have the categories clear in your mind. You have to know, that's maybe a good idea, but if you have a mitzvah, you can't, it's not going to be a matla mitzvah. But a lot of times that's what happens. People don't distinguish between what's really a mitzvah, what's an eitzah, what's a minug, what's something that people just do, and it becomes all equivalent in their minds. So you can't do that. You have to. The problem would be to characterize a minhag into a mitzvah with the bracha of Asher Kishlam Sos V'Tzivano, but not a problem intrinsically. Of it's not a problem that it's not that the minhag is not a reality enough to incur a bracha or to demand a bracha, but there's no text that you can make of Asher Kishlam Sos V'Tzivano. So if it just has to do with Kiddush Sayom and Tefillah, that's not a problem, right? That's the way the Tosfos learns. But it's on a different metzias than we have. That's good if you're not making a bracha on matzah, right? That's good if you're not making a bracha on matzah. But that was the problem with Iran, right? Go ahead. Yeah, so the Ran is another one like the Ritva. Because of this problem that Tosfos raises, and the fact that he held you make a bracha of Asher Kishlam Sos V'Tzivano Matzah, that he held, you're right, it must be that the whole Yom Tosheni is a takana, like the Ritva. Right, you should take a look at that Ran, it's an interesting Ran. So that's the Ran. Okay, good.
Is it
Ran
that can work?
Yeah.
The Ran,
I'll find it. Hold on. Here. It's on Chaf Beis. It's in this paragraph. On Itmar. Right, he says, it's interesting. Maybe we'll go through it afterwards. Just take a look at it. It's interesting. Okay, go ahead.
The Hini Baron, the parent of me, who was in the top of Zeroshan, was in the full, the footers, Koyan from Me'ilu Shingarin, Minhan. With Hufos.
Okay, so the Rashi, he's trying to find, he's trying to prove how does the Rambam view. Notice he showed you that Tosfos holds Yom Tosheni as a minhag, and the Ran holds the Takana, right? So he's trying to find what is the Rambam's view on Yom Tosheni. Is it minhag or is it Takana? So he's showing you different sources. So Hilchos Yom Tov, Perakal Hilchos Yom Tov, he says. This that we make on Yom Tov Sheni, on the Chol HaMoed, 2 days of 2 days, right? That's a minhagu, he calls it. Minhagu. Right? And in Kiddush HaChodesh he says, Oh, I'm sorry. And he says, and I'll explain it in Kirsh Chosh. Yeah. I'll explain what Iker Minhag Zeh. Again, he calls it Minhag. Right? So it's mashma that according to the Rambam, he agrees with Tosfos that Yom Tosheni Be'ikr Takanoso is a Toras Minhag Olav. That's a funny expression, right? Right. Because the Ran says, what is Ran's Lashon? He says, it's not a minag, it's a takana kavua. It's a takana kavua. See, the problem is in the Lashon of the Rambam, he calls it, takana, right? He also does call it takana. He says in Perek Chaf Beis. He says Yom Tov Shein in Perek Aleph Chaf Beis Yom Tov. He says and Perek Chaf and Perek Aleph Chaf Aleph. He says Zeh She'anu Osim B'Chutz La'aretz Kol Yom Tov Me'elu Shnei Yomim Minhag Hu. Okay, but then he says V'Yom Tov Sheini Midivrei Sofrim Hu U'Midvarim She'Nischadshu Begolus. Okay, and then he says, Yom Tov Sheni Afal Pishu Midivrei Sofrim Kol Davar Shasa Barishon Asa Bersheni. So it's a little bit. He expresses it in a sort of as a Midivrei Sofrim, which sounds a little bit like a Mitzvah Midrabanan, but then he also refers to it as a Minog. So he wants to say that he really means that. That what? It has a din minog. It has a din minog. What is he saying? The takana was a minog? The Yom Tov Sheni B'Iker Takanoso Din Toras Minog Olav. Now, in the way that it's instituted, it's a minog. What does he mean by the takana? Not sure, but he's saying it basically holds the ikur. It's a minhag. And where does he have in Kiddush HaChodesh? He wants to say the Ram holds a minhag. He holds the Ram. He wants to say the Ram holds a minhag. The one that is difficult though. Yeah, well, here he has him like in Perek Hey Halacha Yud Aleph. He says, Nimtza Iker Dover Zeh Al Derech Kachi Kol Mokom Sheish Beino Vein Yerushalayim Mahalach Yeser Asara Yomim Gemurim Osen Shnei Yomim Li Olam Kimin Hagam Mikodem She'ein Shluchik Kol Tishrei V'Tishrei Magian El Mokom El Mokom Shebeino Vein Yerushalayim Mahalach Asara Yomim Al Pachos. Right. So he says they go like their minag from before. And then he says, "Uki, osin k'minag avosayin shebiyadem. Im yom echad, yom echad. Im yom shnei yamim, shnei yamim." Right. He says like this: "Lefikach kol makom, yeah, heivav, kol makom shelo hayu shluchei." Tishrei magian a love kshir shluchim yotzin yasu shnei yamim vafilu bizman azek kmo shahayu osim bizman shebnei eretz yisrael kovin al hariya ubnei eretz yisrael bizman azek osim yom echad kiminhagam shemei olam lo asu shnei yamim nimtza yom tov sheni shanu osim begolios bizman azek meidivrei sofrim shetiknu dover zeh. That's the problem. No, Zeram is a little bit. Like, he refers to it different ways. So he wants to say, though, that's why he's using that Lashon of the Takana was to, the Iker Takana was, as he put it, that Be'ikar Takanoso is a din Toras Minagalov. He wants to say that they, that because that's what the Gemara says. The problem is the Gemara is ambiguous. The Gemara says, Hizaru b'minag avoseichem b'yadeichem. Keep the minag of your fathers in your hands. Right? But that statement was what? That sounds like a statement of, it's a funny statement because it's like a takana to do minag, he's saying. But he wants to say that Raman really holds and has the character of takana, of minag. It has the character of minag. Okay. The one place that's difficult is the place that we saw in by the brachos of of Hallel. The Rambam does quote that Gemara. So the Gemara says the Rambam says that you don't make a bracha on a. He says b'chol yom v'yom. He says afpi shekar shekriyas Hallel mitzvah midivrei sofrim. He means the real takanas halach. So that's that one he never quotes. That one sounds the most like it's a takana. But I guess he's going to learn like this. He's going to learn that that Rambam is talking about the Iker, the original takana of Yom Tov Sheni. Right? That's the original institution of Yom Tov Sheni. But we continue it, that's when they really didn't know. But we, even though we know, we continue it as a din of minag. But they told them, make sure to keep the minhag that you always kept. So he wants to say it has the status of minhag. That's what he wants to say. And he has a good raya, right? His best raya is the last one. From Hilchos Talmud Torah.
Yeah. The Yosef is said, word for Hashem, Perek Dog and Hesom Torah, Allah Yidol, the Kachashi Bahari Devarim,
so things that you get that you put into Chayrim on. Right. So that one is a pretty good one. Right. He says you get put into Chayrim for being Mechal Yom Tov Sheni. And there he clearly refers to it as Minog. Okay, continue. So that's, he considers it established. So the Ram holds Yom Tov Sheni, we do as a minhag. Right, that's from, yeah, from the Talmud Torah case. Right, so now the Ram is stuck with the Ran's Kasha. Right. So he says, so Rabbeinu Tam has another, there's another sheet over there, Rabbeinu Tam, that when the Gemara says you don't make a bracha on a minog, it's only a minog like a Rava. And his proof is that you make brachos from Yom Tov Sheni. Yes, this one is very different than the other one. This is saying is a proof that you make that you would make a bracha on they're trying to argue. They're arguing about a halal over there, halal and Rosh Chodesh. So he's saying the problem is halal and Rosh Chodesh is considered the minhag. So he wants to say a raya that you make a bracha on halal, because even though the Gemara says don't make a bracha on the arava, that's only because it's a minhag like a. That's a specific kind of a minhag. The minhag of a rava you don't make a bracha on, but other minhagim you could make a bracha on. And his proof is Yom Tov Sheni. Okay. Yeah.
Ulam she does a rava in a king. Kemar shekasuv Mufurash, the God didn't hold the Rashu Minhag, when Kriyas Hahal Rash Choreshu and the Chadome.
Right. So he said, no, it's a Kusha Leave the Libe, Kusha Tosis Miyamzian. So you want to say the Ram is stuck. In other words, if you're going to go like the Ran, so that's one way. The Ran's way is that you don't make a bracha on a minag at all, right? And that would include Hallel, but then he would have to say that Yantav Sheni is really a takana to get out of that problem. Or you can go like Tosis's way, that Yantav Sheni is a minag, and that shows you do make brachas on certain minhagim, like Hallel, right? But the Rambam says you don't make a bracha on Hallel because it's a minhag. And he makes a very, an all-inclusive statement. We don't make brachas on minhagim. And he includes Hallel, right? But he seems to hold that Yantav Sheni is a minhag. And it has those brachos of a Sheikh Shem Sosef Tzivanu that are problematic for the Ran. So he's in the middle. He holds like the Ran, you don't make brachas on minhagim, but he holds that Yom Tov Sheni is a minhag. Okay, go ahead. Right. So now he's showing you that now the Rashi learns why don't you make a bracha, because they're not part of Lo Sasser. You don't make a bracha on a minhag because you can't say Vitzivanu. Right? But the Rambam Shita is that Minhagim are part of Lo Sasser. Because he says, I'm going to explain to you the Minhagos and the Takanos. Shehiskinu Oshin Nagu, B'chol Dor V'Dor. K'moshe Ro'u Beistin Shaloso Ador. And it's Aser to deviate from them. Because it says, Lo Sasser Minhadavar Shigidu Chayim Minhismol. So the Rambam is different than Rashi. Rashi says Minhag wouldn't fall under Lo Sasser. And that's, so he has a clear reason why you can't make a, he's trying to get down to the bottom, to the reason. Why don't you make a bracha on a Minhag? So for Rashi, you have a simple reason. Like the Gemara says, V'heichan Sivanu by Chanukah. So he says, from Lo Sasser. But you can't say Heichan Sivanu can't say Lo Sasser by Minhag. Rashi holds that's not included in Lo Sasser. But the Rambam holds that we have to keep the Minhag as a part of the Halacha of Lo Sasser. So, why shouldn't you make a bracha according to the Rambam? Why can't you make a bracha? Go ahead.
Is this only Minhagim that are instituted by Beisim?
Yeah.
How does that work exactly? Because if they institute a Minhag, then
He's sort of equating takanos and minhagim. He is sort of equating. If you look at him like in Hilchos Maamarim too, he is sort of equating them. Sounds like he's saying that they have the din of. In the Akdamah of the Perush Shnayis, he goes through the different categories of mitzvah. So he says the first chelik is the pirushim mekubalim v'himoshe, right? Things that we know from that were mekubalim mipi Moshe, and they have a remez in the pasuk. Okay, and it's possible to derive them from a svara. So he says, "V'zeh ein bo machlokas, aval kashiyomer echad kach kibalti ein ledaber alav." Okay, so the first thing is the sources of halacha. First source of halacha is something that is that was mekubalim mipi Moshe. And they have a remez in the pasuk. Then there are things that we call halacha l'moshe Sinai, right? Those are also mekubalim from Moshe, but they have no raya on them. The third one is the dinim that they derived from the from Yud Gimel Midos, basically. Right? They derived from the psukim, and then. The fourth category is Haim Hadinim Shetiknu Hanavim Vacham Bchol Dor V'Dor Kidei Laso Siag V'Godei LaTorah. Okay. The fourth category is Gezeros, Takanos of the Nevi'im and the Chachamim that have a purpose of a Geder and a Siag. Right? Like, because it says Ushmarta Mis Mishmarti. Asu Mishmaris L'Mishmarti. Is a mitzvah to make to guard the mitzvos. V'chacham yikru osam gezeros. Okay, that's called a gezera. And sometimes there's a machlokes, and if there is a gezera, not a gezera. So as an example of a gezera, he's like besarof. So in the Rabbi Yossi Aglili held there was no gezera. He didn't hold from that gezera. So in his town, they ate chicken and milk. But that's the inyan of gezera. Okay? And now the fifth chelek, he says, is heim hadinim ho'asuyim al derech ha'chakira v'ha'askama bidvarim ha'noagim bein b'nei adam she'ein bom tosefes b'mitzvah lo giron. So those are things that are done on the al derech ha'chakira v'ha'askama, by investigation and agreement. In things that are noagim bein b'nei adam, and they don't have any, they're not adding or taking away from mitzvah. So there was the first one, apparently, is what? But what are they done for? O b'dvarim shem to'elis l'b'nei adam b'divrei Torah, v'karu osam takanos u'minhagim. Those are called takanos and minhagim. V'asar lavor aleim. Kvar Omar Shlomo, Allah Shalom, Allah over Aleim, Uporez Goder Yishchenu Nochosh. Ve'elu hatakonos rabos ma'od, v'nizkaros b'talmud mishnah. Mehem being Isser v'heter. Some of them are Isser v'heter, some of them are Mamnus. Some of them are takonos tiknu neviim, like Moshe, Yoshua, and Ezra. Like it says, Moshe, tike in lem Yisrael, shu sholim v'dorshim b'ilchus pesach v'pesach. Right, like Damit Pershonais. So he says, like it says that Moshe said, you should learn Hilchos Pesach v'Pesach, right? So that's not a gezera. It doesn't have the category of gezera. It's not a mishmeres l'mishmarti. It's a good idea. The institute is a good practice. This one is funny. Moshe tikein hazon v'shar sheyared haman liyisrael, but. Bracha Rishon and Birkas Mazon, because the first bracha is the Raisa. I don't know what he means by that. But he says, Hiskin Hillel Prusbol, right? A lot of times, Hiskin Rabbi Ploni, Hiskin Rabbi Ploni. Okay, and sometimes Be'ushi Hiskinu, different things. These are all Takanos Chachamim. Okay? So that's what he calls the fifth category. Right, so again, you have the Pirushim Mekubalim Mipi Moshe, and those basically are in two categories: those that have a remez in the Kor, those that don't. The ones that don't are called Halacha Moshe Misinai. Then the ones that are derived al Darkei Hasvara from the Psukim, and that's all part of the Deraisos. Those three are the Deraisos. Then the fourth you have is gezeros, as a siag and a geder for the mitzvos, like besar of and cholov. And then his fifth category, he calls them takanos and minhagos and minhagim. Takanos and minhagim. Right, they're not derived from they're not part of the body of Torah. They're not derived from svara of Torah Shabbat Peah or Yugim Amidos. They're not specifically a mishmeres, but they're things that the Chacham instituted as good practices, right? And then Hilchos Mamrim also has something like that, right? Is this? But he sounds like, from what he's quoting over here, that there's no real difference between Takanos and Minhagim, whether it's one sounds more like it was instituted, and the other one sounds more like it had the haskama. Osha nagu b'chol dor v'dor k'mosha ro'u based in shalosu ador. I'm not sure what it means. Hatak haminhagim v'atakano sheiskinu osha nagu b'chol dor v'dor k'mosha ro'u based in shalosu ador. Okay, go ahead. And then the Ram has it also in Hilchos Mamrim. Echad dvarim shalomdu osim pi hashmua, vechad dvarim shalomdu mi pi daitam, vachas min amidos, right? Those are the first three categories over here. Nechadvarm she'asum siag, it's the fourth one in the Hakdama. And then he also, vehein ha'gezeros v'atakonos v'anamin hagos. That's not the siag category. She'kol echad v'echad me'elu ha'shlosh dvarm mitzvah se'le shmo'a man. Right? Meaning there's a mitzvah to listen to the gzeros, the takanos, and the minhagos. Overall kol echamim, over v'losa say, al pi ha'torah she'irucha. Elu ha'takanos v'ha'gzeros v'ha'minhagos. So now the problem is, according to the Rambam, once he's including minhagos into lo sosor, so then what's the problem of saying, asher kishon sosor v'tzivonu on a minhag? Right? That's his problem. So he says, V'anira pasha dildasa rambam had aim vorcham on al minog la mishum time adiyef shalom vu vitzivanu. Can't say because it's not possible to say vitzivanu if the pshat of vitzivanu is, like the Rambam says, that the Torah commands us to listen to the chachamim and they told us to do this, right? The way he explains the bracha, the text of the bracha in by Hanukkah. So you can't, that can't be the problem, like Rashi says. The be'emes l'dasa ramam dina min hagos hu k'chol divrei sofrim. Shenem rabu mitzvah lo sosor. L'shamram l'kayimam. We have to listen to the chachamim. Aval ha'deim v'archam ala minag hu ze din be'etzem ha'chefza shalem. He says, in other words, there's two ways to go over here. He's trying to say there's two ways to go. Rashi's approach was that what's the problem of making a bracha on a minog? That you're making a bracha on the tzivoy of the davar. All right, the problem is that the bracha is on the lacks the ability to express the tzivoy of the davar. In other words, it's lacking in the tzivoy. The tzivoy of minog is not a tzivoy of mitzvah. Right? But he's saying it can't go that way for the Rambam. So it must be something different. It must be that it's lacking something be'etzem ha'cheftza, something in the substance of the thing, the type of activity itself is what's deficient in terms of bracha. The lav toras mitzvah behu levorich alehen. But this is where it becomes unclear, right? Derak al mitzvos mevarchen, velo al minhagos. I mean, what's he saying? More than just repeating the facts over here. V'davar zeh mefurash lehedja b'lashon haramam. V'perek gimel milchos megillah v'chanukah. Shekasav aval b'rosh chodesh kriyas hahalal minhag. Veino mitzvah. Vein mevarchen alav. Ad kan lashono. Harei dehod de'im varchem ala minhag. Humishum de be'etzem dino ein bo shame mitzvah. Ubrachos lo niskenu rak al mitzvos bilvad. Vize shame acher lo be'etzem hachefza. Shame minag velo shame mitzvah. Dekach hayeso iker hatakana meikars. Now, basically, this forces you into the distinction between a mitzvah and a minhag, right? It becomes, if you're going to tell me, according to the Rashi, it's fine. The Rabbanan's, the authority of mitzvah, the authority of tzivoy goes a certain distance, right? In other words, the authority of the authority of the Rabbanan by virtue of al pi ha'torah she'irucha, and so far as lo sosor, goes up until gezeros, right? Like the Ramban explains that since they are the beis din and they have the right to interpret mitzvahs, they also have a right to tell you this is how to keep the mitzvah, right? Something like that in the right. No, that's how do gezeros come under their authority? Because the general shmiras ha-mitzvah comes under their authority, okay. But a minog is not a shmiras ha-mitzvah. So that's a separate thing. That's an idea of of the Bali Masora. It's an idea of Torah Simecha. I mean, it's a different idea. It's not an Indian of real din, right? That's a different idea of minhag. It's a different branch, a different system. But because their authority, in terms of arbiters of law, ceases at Gezeros, stops at the level of Gezerah. But according to the Rambam, the mitzvah lo sosur enables them even to create minhagim. So what is the difference between minhagim and mitzvah? Right? And according to Rashi, there's a big difference. They have no authority to make minhagim. Is not under their authority as in terms of law. It's a different category, right? So they have to have minhagim because they had no authority to add anything other than gezeros. So there's a clear distinction between gezerah and minhag. But according to the Rambam, why is it minhag just like the same din as a takana, as a gezerah? It's coming from their same authority of los osur. So what's the difference in the nature between the minhag and the gezerah? So that's what he's trying to work out of here. He's trying to say that there must still be some difference in the cheftza. There must be a difference in the cheftza between a minhag and a mitzvah. And that's what's responsible for the difference in bracha. But what is the difference? What is the difference? So he says one has a shame mitzvah and one has a shame what? Minhag. Not a shame mitzvah. And that was their intent. Right? Because they could have done it either way. Their intent over here was it should be minhag. He counts them differently. Takanos and minhagos. Takanos and minhagos. After chovas shteim shove, the tervayable osasar kaimi, minasis rak al pi beis nagadol bavad, elamishum de beikar hatakana mitchila chalukinain. There's not a difference in the source. There's not a difference in the authority. There's a difference in the form of what they told you to do. The ilu takanos b'toras mitzvah v'dina mechudosha medivrei sofer. Ve'elu tiknum sheyinhagu behem b'toras minhagos. So if they, in other words, they instituted the Erev, right? That's the takana. They instituted halal on Rosh Chodesh, says that's a minhag. And v'al zeh hu d'nemar hadin d'al mitzvos mevorchem v'al minhagos ein mevorchem. Ulefi zeh re mevor heitev mashet mad mevorchem. Okay, let's stop here. So what is the difference? What is the difference? But the mesakein, they tell you to do near Chanukah, that they said to do it as a mitzvah. But they said to do the arava as a minhag. And that's the problem. Now that one has the shame mitzvah, you can be mevarich on it. And one has the other one has a shame minhag, you can't be mevarich on it. You can't be mevarich on it. Even though it's the same authority and the same under the same pasuk. And now somehow he thinks this is going to solve his problem. Right? Now it makes perfect sense why we can make a bracha on matzah. Why? I don't know why he puts in the Tekiyas Shofar. But anyway, what's that? Because Tekiyas Shofar is a different din. Or whatever. That's because of the original. It's still minhag, he's saying. Anyway, din Torah's minhag, he says, dinay the call os atzmo shel Yom Tov Sheni. It's true that the whole essence of Yom Tov Sheni. Be'ikar takanoso din Torah's minagolov. Right, the way, as we want to say, the way they instituted it That's what he wants to say. They gave takana means that it was a maisa apparently of Basedin. Right? But they only instituted it with the shame of minag, as a cheftza of minag. Delo asa'u liyom tov mechudash midivrei sofrim. They didn't make a new yontov midivrei sofrim. They didn't say there's a yontov midaraisa followed by yontov midrabanan. Rak sheyinagu b'minag avoseyem b'yadeyem. Aval arei zeh mikol makom deha mitzvos shenahagos bo k'mo achilas matzah k'domeh. Al kol ponem b'ikar dinom toras mitzvah behu b'etzem hachefzo. Says, but when you're eating matzah, that has in it, in the etzem hachefzo, it has an identity of mitzvah. Why? D'lo ishtani shem achilas matzah b'leil sheni. Me achilas matzah b'leil yom rishon. There's no difference in the achilas matzah the second night from the first night. Ela she'achiyav k'mo hu rak midivrei sofrim mitoras minog. Now it starts sounding like double talk, right? Because of minog, we do mitzvah now. V'zeh lo ichpas lan klal b'inin bracha. So we don't care about the fact that we're doing it because of minog in terms of bracha. D'l'inin ikar achiyav lo botzer chiyuvei mikol divrei sofrim. Because in terms of saying even though it's only by the force of minog, there's not a problem. It's not a problem intrinsically in saying on something we do because of minog. The only requirement we have by making a bracha is that the cheftza is a shem mitzvah. V'lo shem minag. V'hach achilas matzah v'tkiyas shofar kriyas ahalal gam b'yom shedi shem mitzvah alayu b'ikar dinam v'shapir shayach b'bracha u'ma shechiyuvin hu rak mishum minag zelo ichpaslam. The shame of the activity is mitzvah, even though that's all we care about by bracha. As long as there's something to say v'tzivanu, there's a basis of Vitzivanu, and Minag is a good enough basis, and the Cheftza is a shame, has a shame mitzvah in it, and then we're fine. Okay, what is he really saying over here? No, I'm sorry. What is he really saying over here? Can we... Right. No, it's not a matter of whether it's a new structure or an old structure that makes it Minag or a mitzvah, right? Might think we're saying, well, since matzah is an old structure, so it has shei mitzvah, but anything new would have shei minag. But that's what Jeremy's saying. I mean, Ner Chanukah is new. Ner Chanukah is new. And Arava is new. But Arava we say is minag, and Ner Chanukah we say is a mitzvah. But he says, he really puts it all up to their discretion, he says. I mean, earlier, he says, up to their discretion. How they decided to make it. How they decide to make it. What's the key words? What's the key thing over here? What's the key element when he's expressing the idea of mitzvah? When he's expressing the idea of, yeah, go ahead. Right? He keeps saying that. He keeps saying that. What's the difference between minog and mitzvah? Whether you say... Right, he says sheyinagu. He says the ikar takana was sheyinagu b'ze b'toras minag, v'lo b'toras takana u'mitzvah mechudeshes midivrei sofrim. Right, and again he says by yom tov sheni, we don't look at the whole yom tov sheni, like what? It's not a yom. They didn't make it a yom tov mechudash midivrei sofrim.
Right. The 613
missiles. Right. Does not mean that.
It's a certain structure.
So what is that? So what did they tell you by a Rava? What would be a Rava? Let's take a Rava. So what would be the difference if it was a minag or a takana? But what does that mean? So what does that really mean? He makes it seem more like what they didn't say, right? What they didn't say. They didn't say there's a new mitzvah, a rava. I mean, what? There's no shame mitzvah sarava. So what is it? Sheyinhagu bezeh betoras minhag. That's how you should do it. Lo betoras takona u mitzvah mechudeshes midivrei sofer.
So that comes before the...
How did they... In other words, he's saying by Ner Chanukah, they said, why do we light the Chanukah? Why do we light Ner Chanukah? Why do we light Ner Chanukah? Why? He's saying because there's a new entity of Ner Chanukah that exists in the there's a new entity midrabanan of the institution of Ner Chanukah. But why do we do the Arava? That's a minhag. We need to clarify this. What were you guys saying before? Okay, let's just make a general statement over here. Let's make a general statement. If a person is doing something al pi mitzvah versus al pi minhag, can we characterize those actions? Can we characterize them differently? How would you characterize a person doing a mitzvah? So you'll say that what? That he's responding to an objective structure that's outside of him. Now he's in line with an objective structure that's outside of him. Okay? Generally speaking. In other words, there's an institution of law, there's a certain identity, and I'll say he's matching up with it. Right? Now, did a person eat? Did he fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah? So I say, well, there's an objective formulation, and then there is a question of did he come in line with it? Okay, but in other words, it's defined in terms of the person as a response to an external reality. I mean, the mitzvah is an external existence, and the person is in line with that, is responding or acknowledging or acting in line with an external reality. That's the part of the structure of mitzvah. You can't escape that in mitzvah. Okay? It always implies a certain external reality. Okay? Minhag, though, is different. Minhag implies just the derech of the Adam. In other words, there's something about minhag there's an implication in minhag that's different from the implication of mitzvah. And mitzvah is always going to lack. Mitzvah can never accomplish one thing. Mitzvah, when someone is doing mitzvah, it always implies an external motivation. As opposed to minhag, implies this is just my way. Minhag is my way. Why do you do this? That's the way we do it. Why do you do that? That's because that's the way we do things.
Is there something to be in line with?
Yes, of course. of course. But the action is not a maisa of responding to a need. The action is not a maisa of fulfilling a particular entity. Now, as there are two things there are things that because of a person's ideals, his general ideals, he acts a certain way. Those are his nihugim, right? Like we were doing the halacha of on Shabbos. We're doing a little of the mitzvah of chukas akum. So he says that it means to say that if the goyim have a certain way of dressing, a certain manner of dressing, for instance, and that is based on an idea of pritzus, let's say, right? Like, let's say there's a Gemara says they used to wear red shoelaces, and that was, and the Chachamim considered red to be gaiva or whatever it is. So they said the Jews should wear black, right? So that's not a particular mitzvah or iser. It's saying, it's reflecting that Jews have a certain ideal, and therefore their choices and their actions should be different. So that's the way one of the Rishonim has the idea of their clothing. Right? What does it mean, their clothing? It means when the Goyim have a clothing that represents a certain Derech HaChayim, and the Jews reject it because of their general Derech HaChayim, then there's an issue to choose the guy's clothing. If you're doing it to join them, if you're doing it as a statement of rejecting your way. But in other words, but the point is, there's more than mitzvah. Mitzvah is always like a discrete response, and you fulfill it, and then you're done with it, and you're putter, and you're yotze. You understand? Minog doesn't have that quality. Minog is less, because it's less defined as a tzura, as an entity, as a cheftza, you really can't call it a cheftza shel minog. You can only call it a niyog of the gavra. We have to follow certain nihugim, but it reflects a different idea. There is an ideal of minog too. There's an ideal of mitzvah, but there's an ideal of minog. And he's saying the bracha needs the cheftza of mitzvah. There's no cheftza. And he says, but you can have a case where the minog, this is what we have to think about. What about Yom Tasheni? Sounds like he's trying to bridge the gap over there. The minog is to keep Yom Tasheni, but the achilas matzah is still a cheftza shel mitzvah. Okay, so let's think this through a little more. Is that like an impossible thing, what he's doing?
Well, exactly. The derech just involves natural...
Right.
Structure.
The derech involves a structure, that's what he's trying to say. All right, let's think through.